Giger. Kimmies.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me, as always, is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles, or Tanya.
Hello!
And that's it this week. Milo's abandoned us.
He has.
He's sort of hanging out in the bathroom a lot, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Especially when he sort of like judgily says to you whenever you're in there. He's like, meow.
Yeah, and so he's sitting on the side cabinet with all our towels and you're trying to go to the toilet going, hi!
Yeah, and he sort of stares at you and like...
Lovely.
He does this little, like, you know, blinky thing at you as well, like, yeah, you're here.
Yeah, you're here.
Which is really weird. So, I found a new story.
Oh, yeah.
That I thought was quite adorable.
Uh-huh.
It is from November last year.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a few months old. But I quite liked it.
Yep.
Tesco shoppers boycott store after it bans cat who has been long-time regular.
Oh, yeah.
Shoppers have vowed to boycott a Tesco Express store in solidarity with a cat who was banned from the shop despite being a long-time regular. Let's just unpack that, shall we? We're not going to shop here because this cat's been banned.
Banned, yeah.
And he's a regular!
Well, he's obviously allowed to come as he pleases, this cat. So.
Yes. So Pumpkin had been well known for...
That's the cat's name.
Yeah.
That's a cute name.
Pumpkin basically was seen a lot at the store, like sleeping on the tills and you know, interacting with customers. And the staff basically were like, this is getting in the way. We don't want the cat in there anymore.
Oh, poor cat.
So... the customers are all like, no, we want to see the cat here. He goes to the pub all the time as well. And the pub's fine, but I think Tesco's might be a bit...
Yeah, it's food hygiene, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends on if this pub sells food as well.
Well, a pub's a slightly different, I feel. Because, like, you can have dogs in pubs.
True, that is true, actually. That's like, very true.
Whereas, you know, Tesco's is more of a...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Tesco's is where you buy food that you take home.
Take home, yeah.
So if you've got an allergy
to cats, yeah.
And there's like cat fur all over the Parmesan cheese.
That is true. That is very true.
Store leader Andrew Tebner said the cat was banned and we're doing our best to show at the door. The bottom line is it should not be in the stores. It's not Tesco policy. And we're doing everything we can to discourage it from coming in. It's absolutely not a pet shop. But I bet they sell cat food. Did they think about that? Did you think about that, Andrew? No.
No.
It's thought that Pumpkin is often fed outside the shop. And Andrew added he believes the Moggy enjoys the warmth of the store.
Yeah, see, there we go.
The move has angered fans of the local celebrity. And they took to Facebook to vent their frustration at the decision. This is always my favourite part. I love looking at Facebook comments where people are just like... Oh, I don't like this. One wrote, not sure how you can ban a cat from anywhere, particularly a cat who's very streetwise since he is a rescue who lived on the street for years. What? How do you know this information?
Yeah.
Everyone loves him around here with good reason. Another said, poor Pumpkin, he's such a character. I think his supporters should boycott Tesco's. Not everyone was against the ban, with one arguing, I agree Pumpkin is a lovely cat, but I also agree that animals shouldn't be in food shops. Let's catapult him into the sun. Yeah, that was an editorial on my part. His owner, Joe Harding, says they live about 100 yards. I thought I said years. The second I was like, wow, this cat's old.
It's a super old cat.
They live about 100 yards from the row of shops, including beauticians, a pub estate agent, but Tesco is his favourite. It's not a bother. I think he just wants a bit of attention off people, she said.
He was a street cat before we had him, so he's very streetwise. And Tesco's is where he spends most of his time.
Oh, he's going. Speak of the devil.
He's been going there for 18 months now, and I know the staff will love him, so I'm not sure why he's being stopped after so long. He mainly lies by the door. He's like a security guard.
Security cat.
Jo said she's been amazed by the support for the 6-year-old pumpkin, who has more than 300 friends on his own Facebook page.
Speaking of which,
as far as Canada and Norway.
Let's just move you out of the way, mate.
Sorry, Milo just decided to crawl all over the
thing. Over the laptop. Anyway, yay!
Jo said she's been amazed by the support for 6-year-old Pumpkin, who has more than 300 friends on his own Facebook page, as far as Canada and Norway.
Hello.
People are saying they were boycotting Tesco's. It's just gone a bit mental, she added. I just can't believe the overwhelming support we've had. We knew he was well-loved in the community, but not to this level. The community spirit was just amazing. I appreciate cats. Oh, bloody hell. She just keeps going on. Pumpkin lives with Jo, her husband Lee, daughter Abby, and granddaughter Amelia, as well as seven other cats and dogs. A Tesco spokesperson said, although we love the little ginger cat who visits Arse's Way Express Food Store, isn't the best place for a cat to be, so our colleagues gently encourage him to get out when he tries to come in with a catapult, and then just fling him into the right. But the cat came back the very next day. Did you ever see that little film? It's like a little animation of a cat, and this guy would like take it away, and he'd lock it in a castle somewhere, and then he'd go home, and then it'd be like, but the cat came back the very next day.
No, I haven't seen it.
I used to watch it as a kid, and it was amazing. I've not seen it in a while. So now that we've done an animal story, I feel that we should talk about what we did at the weekend.
Yay!
Which was, well, the weekend.
Wow!
Before this was released.
Yeah. Yes.
It was an awful weekend. The weather was quite terrible. We are experiencing Storm Dennis at the moment. At the time of recording, well, we were. When we went to see the movie, it's not really stormy now, I guess.
Yeah, it's still a bit rainy, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so we went to the cinema and we watched a movie.
We did.
And that movie was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Now, initially when the first trailer came out for it, it looked wrong. Terrible.
Very wrong.
Yeah. Sonic himself looked very freaky.
Yep.
They'd done as they want to do with any sort of thing. They were like, let's change the design, which didn't make sense.
No.
So they redid it to look more like the video games.
Yes, they did.
Still not quite right.
No, but some closer.
Bits, yeah, as close as they I think they could.
Are willing to go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, what did you think of the look of Sonic?
He was good. I enjoyed him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because obviously, like, the eyes weren't right, but...
Well, I mean, Sonic, the actual Sonic the Hedgehog game character's eyes are weird.
Yes.
Because it's one giant eyeball sort of thing.
So, to make it sort of more realistic, I can understand why they went that way.
They separated the eyes, basically.
Yes, they did.
For those of you who haven't seen anything to do with it, which... Yeah, I think it's at least a bit weird because it has been well publicised, I think.
Yes. A lot of people have watched the trailer or posted the trailer or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The trailer's been around for some time. So, yeah. I think the film... I'm trying to think of how to do this without being too spoilerific.
Yeah.
So I think we should at least go into some of the elements of it.
Uh-huh. But,
to start off the film, you do see Sonic in his like original sort of in the video game world.
Yes, that was cool.
Yeah, that was very nice.
I enjoyed that.
And they sort of have it as interdimensional, like it's they can travel to different dimensions or different
worlds,
universes, I guess. And they use the rings to transport, which I thought was quite cool because it was like they were
making use of the rings.
Yeah.
It's sort of difficult to... I mean, I remember thinking about a Sonic the Hedgehog movie years ago, and I think even the animated one, they don't really use rings in that.
No.
That I can remember. If I'm wrong, please let me know. I'm sure somebody will. Yeah, they gave a purpose for the rings, which I thought was quite cool. Because that was... Well, I think it was nice to include them.
Yeah, because, like, I know in the games, obviously, the rings are for health. But obviously...
You don't really need the character to have health.
Health, no.
Health bar in the game.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, that was quite... Yeah. You like that, the way they used the rings?
Yeah, so I did enjoy it. Because, obviously, then it gives a purpose for them, like you say, and it helps, like, the sort of the imagination of where Sonic, if Sonic had to go somewhere else, there's another way of transporting him to a new, like in the thinking of him going to new levels, instead of new levels, it's new worlds.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually think of that. That's quite a good little thought there. Like, he's actually travelling through the rings that he's collected to another dimension.
To another dimension.
I guess in the games, they do use... They have the big ring at the end of the level. Like, if you collect 50 rings, you get a portal that you jump into to get the special zone. That's quite cool. So, he sort of runs around this... He gets transported to the human world, as is in the trailer. And the basic premise of the movie is that he's been discovered in the human world, and scientists are coming after him, a particular scientist who we'll go into in a bit.
Yep.
So he's got to get to San Francisco to pick up his rings, which have accidentally fallen into a portal at San Francisco, and he's going to use them to go to another dimension so he can hide out.
Yep.
Because from his original dimension, he was being chased by a group of people who were basically echidnas, which is what Knuckles is. So Knuckles is people. I think one thing I saw where it was like pointing out Easter eggs, which it wasn't really pointing out Easter eggs. It was basically like, this is what happens. This is this. And you're like, yeah, we saw that. Yep. We watched the movie.
Yep.
You're not really pointing out something that's hidden. Actually, one Easter egg that I did notice is there's a map of all the dimensions. And one of them is the Sega Saturn symbol. Which I was like, oh!
That's quite cool.
So, back to whatever I was talking about.
The
echidnas sort of chase him into this into our world, basically. And he's got to hide out. Something happens where... Which, they're sort of catalyst for the whole thing. I didn't really get.
No.
He sort of runs fast because he's upset, and that causes some sort of explosion.
Well, I think he runs. He runs because he didn't want to go to school, didn't he? So, and so he ran.
No. This is like I'm confused on to the plot.
Now.
So, he was saying that bit at the beginning. He was like, "There is no school."
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, that's true.
So all he was doing was running for fun.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But what I'm saying is, it's when he's in the human world, and he runs around.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
And then the thing happens.
Yep.
See?
Sorry, I'm with it now.
And I'm confused as to why he was running then. Like, he was upset about something, so he runs around in a circle. But he runs around in a circle. Why would you run around in a circle? Oh, like, I'm not there. Like, I feel lonely. I'm going to run around in a circle.
Yeah, pass.
It was a bit weird. So he runs around in the circle, blasts off this energy, and... That alerts the US government because it knocks all the power out of something. So that's when Dr. Robotnik is brought in to investigate it. Dr. Robotnik is played by Jim Carrey. And I've got to say, you see in the trailers, he's a bit like kooky and stuff like that. And he's doing Jim Carrey, basically. I at first thought that it wouldn't work. I don't know. I was there going like, I don't know if he's going to really capture the character. I thought he did a really good job.
He did do a really good job. I really enjoyed him.
It's sort of difficult to be Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
I think. But he did a really, really good job. And he sort of, you can see where the obsession with Sonic sort of starts.
Yes, definitely.
Where he's like, oh, I can harness this power to power my robots.
Yeah.
And they sort of made his robots look like eggs. So that's how Sonic calls him Eggman.
Eggman.
Gives him the nickname Eggman. Yeah. I think he did a really good job. I mean, let's face it. The film itself isn't going to win Oscars.
No.
But I think Jim Carrey did a lot with that character that I think deserves at least a Big Timmy's House Award.
Maybe one day we'll
send him a little statue. Because
it's
like an Oscar, but with my face and hair, like in the hat or something. I don't know.
It's just like he was very. Because the worst of it, if you go with the games, you don't really learn too much about.
Well, I would say you do. You see that he's this eccentric sort of like mad professor
person.
Who's turning small animals into robots.
But obviously, when in this world, you can't really turn small animals into robots.
Well, yeah, but this is the origin, really. They're trying to tell like an origin story for Sonic. And they're sort of going like, oh, like you've got this mad genius who can make robots, so maybe he's enhancing those robots. Like later on he could be enhancing these robots.
True.
By putting small animals in them.
True.
I thought he did a good job. I think I've said this about four or five
yes,
times.
Yes,
so yeah, I'm really happy with this.
I recommend it as a watch, definitely.
Yeah, I don't really want to mention it, but there is a bit of the end credits that I think you need to stay and watch.
Yeah.
Because, wow.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. We also saw another film on the Friday we watched on Netflix, a film called Dragon Quest Your Story.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah.
Now, I've been getting into the Dragon Quest games a lot more recently. I think I started playing Dragon Quest 9, and then we've had a couple of games, and then Dragon Quest 11 came along, and I was like hardcore on that. I thought that was a great game. This one was based off one of the games, Dragon Quest 5.
Yes.
And I've got to say, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
It was a really good game, a really good movie. I think there were a couple points where it sort of jumped about through time. And I can see it being a bit of a... It could put people off, I think, if they're not really paying attention.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it was really well executed. Really well, really nicely animated as well.
Yeah.
The entire film was beautiful. There was a slight weird twist at the end that I think you'll have to watch it to see.
You do.
To see it. And I would be surprised if you didn't go, what? Because it is very, what?
Yeah. Because even we went, what?
yeah, that's why I said it. Because it is just it's a complete, like, the what?
Yeah. Like,
what
okay,
is this?
Right. Interesting.
But I think it worked.
It does work.
It still worked and it was still good. And it sort of made the ending a little bit more sad.
Yeah, it did actually.
Because you're like, oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's definitely worth at least a watch.
Oh, definitely.
Look, if you've got Netflix and you've got like
absolutely.
A spare evening, just whack it
just
on.
Just whack it on, totally.
If you don't like it, then sorry. What more do you want? I'm trying to recommend some stuff to you guys. Come on.
Because even the weekend before, we watched Ni No Kuni, didn't we? The film.
Yeah, we've just been watching video game movies.
Yeah, I think they're really cool.
And the Ni No Kuni one was great. It was sort of devoid of stuff from the games.
Yes.
Apart from, I guess, sort of settings and then people. Like, you know, the people were like, they took themes from the game.
Yes.
And they took sort of characters. Like, they were like mice people,
cat people, sort of thing. Yeah.
So it was sort of like, this is sort of set in the universe.
Yeah.
And they took again, themes from it. Really, just really good. Really well animated. I believe the studio was Level 5, who made the games.
I think so.
And the initial game, the first Ni No Kuni game, was actually made in collaboration with Studio Ghibli.
It was. It was amazing.
And they've sort of kept that style still. I don't think they're involved with Ghibli anymore, but yeah.
No.
Again, another Netflix. Guys, you need to get Netflix.
Netflix, absolutely.
And just watch all these video game movie adaptations.
Yeah, and I'll say Netflix has got a lot of anime type things coming on at the moment, so if you like your anime.
There is actually the Pokemon movie that has been reanimated in CGI.
Yes, that's coming out the end of this month, next month?
Yes, if you're listening to this, it should be out the following Friday, if you're listening to it when it's released, this podcast. So it's the 20, I think it's the 28th.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Something like that. 20th of February. So yeah, that will be. It's kind of interesting. Maybe they're becoming the video game channel.
Maybe
because they've got The Witcher. That's a video game.
That's a video game.
Castlevania,
live action, but still video game.
Well, it's a video game. It's on telly.
Yeah.
Like they've done a series about
that's true.
It. So they've got.
Castlevania. Yeah.
Loads of video. I think Sonic anime's on there.
Yeah, Sonic anime's on there too.
And Pokemon.
Pokemon anime's on there.
Yeah, see? There's a load of stuff. You guys, just.
Yeah.
Stop listening to. No, don't. Stop listening to the podcast. Listen to this, but then go and watch anime at the same time.
Yeah.
Watch video game anime. So, yeah. I think. It's a good time to be alive if you're into video games because there's a lot of media surrounding them. So I thought for the hypothetical question for this week,
okay,
I would ask you what video game franchises would you like to see turned into an animated series or a movie? Or, well, an animated series or a movie?
What game?
There are your choices, yeah. Are there any games? And games, you can choose any. You can have 7 if you wanted. You could have 100. you're the head of Netflix development.
Okay.
And they're saying to you, you can make any, like, you want to make an animated series, you want to make a live action series, you want to make whatever. Here's the money. Here's a big pile of money. Go.
Ooh.
What video games do you throw at them? I have a load.
Do you?
I'm going to throw that out there now.
Go on then.
So my first one, Kid Icarus.
That'd be really cool.
You have a story of a low-level angel trying to protect the goddess Palutena.
Yep.
Pit. You could do it anime style. They've got a voice cast. A stellar voice cast that did a game, Kid Icarus Uprising, which came out a few years ago, and it would be perfect. They actually did animated shorts, like on the lead up to the game's release, and it was fucking perfect. And if you want an even better example, type in Palutena reveal trailer for Smash Brothers, and you watch that, and it's just the animation's sublime.
Yeah.
And it's got Link in it as well.
Yeah. See, that's one I'd probably like to see.
What?
A Legend of Zelda.
A Legend of Zelda. Yeah. Now, how would you do it?
I would probably do one of the original.
No, how would you do it? Like, would you do it live action?
See.
Would you do it animated?
It would be nice to have it live action, but I think it probably would be better as animation.
Yes. And I want the people that do Castlevania to do it. Because they're also doing He-Man as well, so...
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I agree. I completely 110% agree. Mario?
Yep.
Obviously, it would be quite a good one.
I know, they've already done a... Well, I don't know if it was... It wasn't...
They did a live-action Mario.
Yeah, but was that legitimised by Nintendo?
Yeah, but they don't talk about it. For reasons.
For reasons.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie. It is a good movie.
It isn't what you would
you know.
Yeah. It's not your typical Mario, is it, really?
It's not really Mario.
No.
It's sort of like Mario adjacent. Like, yes. Look, this is what Mario could be.
Could be like, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be working on a Super Mario Bros. Movie with Illumination, the people that make Minions and did the Grinch movie. I'm secretly hoping that Scott Mosier is going to work. It'll turn out he's working on it.
That'd be cool.
Because he's amazing.
That would be cool.
I think, to be honest, I think Nintendo could easily pull off on their own.
Yeah.
They've done some beautiful animation in the recent Luigi's Mansion game. And that, just give me that.
That's it, exactly. There's already just give me the animation. There's already stuff there, isn't there? To
just put in some voice work. Charles Martinet, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, just voice the whole thing. Charles Martinet.
Yeah, he's lovely.
But the worst of it, like, some games have already got, like, what's it called?
Angry Birds?
That I've got for the DS with
Yo-Kai Watch?
Yo-Kai Watch, yeah. Because that's already got a TV series. So, you know, some of the stuff that I've already got I've already liked.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's already, like, quite a few things. Like, there's a Mega Man series. There's Pokemon, obviously. Pac-Man has had some animated series, which are always super weird. Kirby.
Kirby had Right Back at You. Yeah, Kirby's cute.
Which is actually a really good...
It's
quite a fun series. I liked that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
There's a couple of things as well that I liked. Like, there's a game called Gunvolt. Azure Striker, and that has, like, an animated episode sort of thing, and it's fantastic, and you're like, more of this, and then you don't see it, and you're like,
no,
but it's so good.
Yeah, it's sad really, because then they do one series and stop, and just like,
yeah,
but why?
I wouldn't have minded a animated Kingdom Hearts movie.
That would have been cool, actually.
But I don't think that's a that's on the cards.
No.
There's too many people involved, too many pies.
That is true.
Because it's all Disney, for those of you who don't know, it's all Disney movies, like a Final Fantasy-style character walking through Disney worlds.
Yeah.
With Donald and Goofy. So there's a lot of people's...
crossing of...
Yeah, you've got like, they go to Tarzan land, and it's like, oh, we need to get the guys from Tarzan's permission. Yeah. Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
We need to get that person that has the cups and saucers their permission. Or actually, the cup and saucers from Beauty and the Beast are in Tarzan. It's funny. There's a table. I think Turk the monk, gorilla,
just
playing like stuff with cutlery, and it's like Mrs. Potts and Chip, but obviously not with faces. They're not like, kill me.
Playing with me.
Stop smashing my face. And she just, like, flings it into poop, and they're like, wow, Chip! No, Mrs. Potts! Or I guess he'd call her Mummy, wouldn't call her Mrs.
Mummy.
Potts.
Mum.
Mummy!
Yeah.
Oh, I've been pooped in! Yeah, that would be weird. I wouldn't want that. That's a terrible crossover. Good job, boy, he didn't make it.
Hooray!
Good job, Disney, for not making it. You get a thumbs up.
Whee!
That would have been nice to do something with it, but there's no chance.
No.
I do like the idea of, like, Goofy being like, Sora, we need to go and save Mickey! And then Donald Duck's like... That's the closest to Donald Duck I can get. I can do this, but it sounds demonic. Like... But, like, Dave does an amazing Donald Duck.
Yeah, Dave does a good Donald.
I have to get him to just do, like, Donald Duck quotes.
Yes, you will.
He did it for this game we were playing, actually, on his Twitch, and it was... He just kept... There was a duck character, and he kept doing the Donald voice, and it was... He kept saying these really serious things, like, he's like, I'm sorry your entire family's been murdered. And he's doing it as the Donald Duck voice, and it was just like, this is hilarious.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think of any other
things that I would like to see.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. And I can't really think.
Yeah, the problem is, I've seen so many bad video game movies.
Yeah.
That it's like, ugh. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I guess we should actually say, like, we liked the Sonic movie. That's,
we did.
That's the main point
of
the entire podcast. And I think it's actually quite refreshing because we're now entering a period of time where I think the people that care about these things are sort of getting involved with them.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
So it's instead of it being some studio executive who's just like, we're going to make big bucks out of this, there might be somebody on the team that's like, actually, I think we should do this.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, with Sonic, they listened to the fans because
the fans were like, what the fuck are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
It's fucking awful. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're changing it. It's funny though, isn't it?
Ugh.
People did say that it's the beginning of the end, though, because now studios are going to bend to fans' wishes.
That's true.
I argue I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think with that particular incident, you could tell that the studio knew they'd made a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it looked fucking horrible.
It did look horrible.
Even the people that don't know Sonic were just like, this looks fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So... yeah, if you're in the camp of like, oh my god, and there's actually a conspiracy theory as well. I think we might have touched on it in an earlier episode where it was like, oh,
they did it on purpose.
They did it on purpose to drum up advertisement and business for it. And it's like, I don't really think, because again, with these video game movie adaptations, they're really sort of, they're usually quite dire. So you probably want to go strongest foot forward.
Exactly.
It's always weird to me when they sort of don't... I know sometimes it can be jarring. Like when Angelina Jolie was like Lara Croft, she sort of... a couple of times they tried to dress her up like Lara Croft and it looked weird. But I think that's because, well, for me, Angelina Jolie looks weird. She does. I don't... people are always like, oh, she's super hot. And I'm like, really? I'm not really sure about that.
I did love her bungee ballet, though. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think they just added loads of...
yeah, random stuff in. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, I...
we digress.
Yeah, I think that's enough for this week. We are in a bit of a minefield at the moment. I'll just warn you guys in advance... I'm going to try and make sure that we definitely have an episode each week, but there are things afoot at the Circle K, as they would say. So we might have to miss a week or two, depending on how we're doing.
How the situation goes.
Yes, and we're going to we'll probably make an announcement once we're satisfied, I think is the best word to use. Once we're satisfied that things are...
progressing in the right direction.
Yes. Anywho. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out all those usual places like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. We're going to do something, I promise you guys. I absolutely promise you. We'll do something with the YouTube page at some point in the future. Even if it's I just put these podcasts up.
Yeah. That's always a good start.
Yeah. And of course, if you have any ideas, message me them or write it on the Facebook wall and I'll make a video based on that. Or we'll do something or other.
Yeah.
Anywho, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Bye.
And, go and see. Oh, your task for this week, guys, is to go watch a video game movie.
Woo!
And enjoy it. Yes. Even if you don't enjoy it, enjoy it. Go watch Detective Pikachu, actually.
That's a good one. That's good.
I like that one.
We enjoyed that one.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.